Welcome to part three, where we continue our discussion about insights from the creation of the earth and how it relates to our relationship with the Father in heaven.
The creation of the world, creating the world. You can't just create something from nothing. There has to be something there. Anyways, where I'm getting at is I just thought it was so interesting that they described, at least in this video, again, I don't know how accurate it is, but at least in this video, they described that they saw nothing. That statement was weird to me because I was just like, you saw nothing. How do you see nothing? Because if it's nothing, then it's nothing. There's nothing there. And they're just, and the thing is, like, on the video, what they describe as nothing is just this black void, a void of stars, void of any planets, just a blackness. And I was just like, okay, well, black is a color. That's something, isn't it? And I just thought that was kind of interesting because I was just like, wow, like, I don't even, can we really describe what nothing is? Because nothing is so, I don't know.
Empty.
Like, describe nothing. Describe what nothing is. Like, I, even if we say that there's nothing there, there's something there because we see nothing. Does that make sense? It's kind of mind boggle or whatever. But either way, to me, I was just like, aha, you see? We don't even know what nothing is. There must be, like, there's got to be a creator somewhere. This had to start with something because, like, you're describing nothing as this black void, but a black void is still something, you know? And yeah. I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I'm just going out on a limb or saying something absolutely nuts, but that was just something that, like, I was just kind of like, wow, you know, that's kind of interesting to think about. Like, can we actually define what nothing is? Or do we have to go, it almost brings you to the conclusion there has to be a creator. Because if you're seeing something that is called nothing, then there's something. If you can classify nothing as this space or whatever, then that space is something. Meaning something, God, the creator, had to put that there. I don't know, man. Just kind of interesting thoughts. Yeah. Interesting thoughts. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't get into something like that. But I just thought that, like, that was so interesting. Saw it out there. And I just thought that that was really cool. Kind of a fun thing to think about.
That is pretty cool. I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
I mean, in the scriptures it says the earth was null and void, I think is what it says in the scriptures.
I have no idea.
But, like, from like a programming standpoint, some programming languages, you have to create the variable before you put anything inside it. And in order to create the variable at first, sometimes you'll put, what you'll put inside this variable is like a null or a void string. Like that's the language, the programming language that's used. Mm-hmm. Null is there. And I've never really thought about that before, but that's kind of interesting. That even for something to have nothing in it, someone had to at least start something there.
Right. Right.
Like, it just doesn't appear out of thin air. Like, in programming, a variable doesn't just happen. Like, there's a, like, it has to be declared first before something can happen with it. It seems like it would be true for, like, people too, like, and planets and all that stuff. Like,
right, it just all seems to point to this. There has to be a creator that created it. I remember on my mission, I was talking to a lady, and she proclaimed herself as an atheist. And I'm like, okay, so when you die, you just go nowhere? And I remember that thought didn't sit well with me, Not only because it's a depressing thought, not only because it's a sad thought, but it didn't sit well with me because I was just like, you just go nowhere.
Just dead.
Just, it almost made me feel like you are less than dead. Like you didn't even, like, if what you're saying is that you don't go anywhere, it's almost like you didn't exist even in the first place. Like, you weren't alive, like, even in the first place. You are less than someone who lived and then died. Because if you say, yeah, you go nowhere, okay, fine, you go nowhere, but you're going to nowhere. Like, you see, like, that's... I don't know. I need to stop talking about it or I'm going to start losing my mind. But, like, yeah. Yeah, anyways, I think we're on the same wavelength. I think you get what I'm saying. Am I crazy?
It makes sense to me.
Okay, because it doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't know. The bottom line is that there's a God who loves you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. They are real. They want to talk to you. If you have questions, pray about it. And yeah, one of my favorite reels that I've ever seen is of this guy. He's edited himself into the picture. You know the picture of Christ when he's holding the lamb? There's a lot of pictures of Christ holding lambs, actually. That's a terrible way to describe it to you. Either way.
Well, there's the yellow one. It's like yellowy. That's what I think.
You know what? Like, oddly enough, I think you and I both know what picture I'm talking about. That picture, the guy he edits himself in and he's making a joke and he's just like, he's talking like, oh, you're so strong. And he's just like, wouldn't it have been funny if you were on the water and you're like, whoa, and you like tripped everyone out. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, sorry. You're so strong. And he like falls asleep in God's arms and stuff. And I'm just like, that might not be physically happening, but it's like actually happening. Because when you're going through tough times and things are like just going crazy and stuff, God wants to help you. He wants to be there to protect you and bless you and stuff. And he wants you to find that peace and that comfort. So I think that's worth its weight in gold to understand that and to know that.
Well, it's a special feeling. The feeling that you're being watched over and protected. Obviously, not everyone is going to feel that all the time.
Right.
And there's going to be moments when you don't feel like that. I think even Jesus felt that. Even Jesus felt like he was forgotten.
When he was like, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a moment there where Christ is alone. Not just like, you know, not just like, I have no friends alone. But like, wow, where's my Father? Where's God? Like,
even Jesus felt
we're
that.
Talking like alone, alone. Like, the deepest depths of alone is where he was at. Like, that's just like so crazy to think about. And I think that's what makes things, I think that's why we're so encouraged to take our problems to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he says the reason why Christ suffers in the Garden of Gethsemane is because he wants to know how to perfectly, not just somewhat, how to perfectly succor his people. And that means that he basically wants to have perfect empathy and sympathy because he knows exactly what you're going through. Not because he has a good idea of what you're going through, but because he went through it himself. And so he wants to know. And like, don't you ever feel that way? Like, don't you ever feel like when people are just like, oh, well, what's got you down? Don't you want to talk about it? Sometimes you don't want to talk to people because it's just like, you know, I could sit here all day and tell you how I'm feeling. But honestly, unless you experience these emotions yourself, and sometimes it can get really deep, unless you can experience this gut-wrenching pain that I feel, this hurt that I feel, unless you can feel that, then me telling you everything is not going to fully satisfy my desire to want to talk to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't perfectly sucker what I'm feeling. You can't sucker me perfectly.
Yeah.
But Christ can, because he went through everything. And I just think that that's so powerful to understand, that he was in vicarious proxy for us when suffering, it was when suffering in the garden. And because of that, when you tell him and you're just like, Christ, well, when you pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ and you say, this is exactly how I feel, you're going to get in return, I know. And I know because I felt it. And it was hard for me then, and I know it's hard for you now. And so this is what we're going to do to correct it and overcome it. And we can do this together because I've been there, you know? And I just think there's something so powerful in that, you know, that we don't pray to a God who just has been like, who just like, yeah, no, I have the secret to happiness because I'm an all-powerful being. No, he has the secret to happiness because his son has experienced it, experienced all the pains, and he knows how to overcome it perfectly because he's experienced it. He knows how to overcome the world because he has experienced all the pains of the world. And so, like, I think that that's just a cool thought to think about when you're, like, praying and you're in distress and you're calling upon a father to come and help you and have sympathy for you. You can trust them. Not only because they're God, not only because he's God, but because he has been there before.
Right.
He has felt those feelings and he has suffered literally those things. And so I, you know, that's just, like, so cool to think about, and really, really positive. I'm really happy with where this conversation has been going, because like, we're just like free flowing into something that has just been on my mind and everything. And man, I'm loving it. You know, this has got me thinking, have you had a day in your life where you just feel like things are going to change forever? Like your life is going in one direction one day and you're just like, yeah, this is me, this is my personality, this is who I am. And then something happens and you're just like, well, this is me now, this is how it's going to be, because XYZ happened and this is how it has affected me, and so now things are kind of different. Have you had one of those days?
I don't know that if I've had a day, but like a series of days that just like, mm-hmm. like just one thing after another, a series of days leading up to just to the point where it's different. You've changed. Like perspective has shifted. Just things are different now. It does happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of, for me, it was during COVID. My life was one way, and then COVID hit, and then like everything just like changed for me, man. Like I went from a huge extrovert pre-COVID, and then post-COVID, I became this huge introvert to where I didn't want to talk to anyone, you know? And then because I made that decision to become a huge introvert, it changed all of these other aspects about my life. I didn't go out on Friday nights. I stayed in on Friday nights. I have become super terrified of answering my phone call if I do get a phone call to answer it or whatever, which is kind of silly, you know, like just answer the phone, you know, it's not that huge of a deal or whatever, but you know, I get like kind of like a little, I don't know if I want to answer that. Like, you know, a little timid. And like, my anxiety grew so much more post-COVID. My depression grew so much more from it, you know, from post-COVID. And like, I just remember like, my life was one way and then like things changed.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for part 4.